As for Nick, his and O'Connor's niece, Mimi Sutton, nay, Papert, would later say, "He loved Ayn better than he loved any woman. Ayn and Frank could not have happened nor have lasted without him. He wrote the script, directed it, and chose the cast. He fed them their lines and told them how they were to view each other. What he did lasted forever." The newlyweds settled into a small apartment at 823 North Gower Street in Hollywood, not far from the famous intersection of Hollywood and Vine. From the beginning of their marriage, she was jealous of Frank's attention. Ayn didn't allow too much closeness between Frank and anyone else, even Nick. Frank was all hers, recalled Hollywood friend Millicent Patton. "Just after the wedding, Ayn said, 'I married Frank because he is so beautiful.' Frank went along with her. He respected her." With no more possibility of hiding their financial difficulties from each other, they took odd jobs and worked together to make ends meet. Then in July 1929, Ivan Lebedev, a white Russian actor, at one time an officer in the Tsar's army, who had played in the production version of The Angel of Broadway, helped Ran to get a full-time clerical job in the women's wardrobe department of the newly formed RKO Radio Pictures, where she worked for the next 3 years and eventually became the department boss. She started at a salary of $20 a week and earned rapid raises to $45. Now, or a little later, she began to send money to her parents, apparently telegraphing or mailing it to a semi-private St. Petersburg store, where Anna and Zinovi used it to buy food and other necessities. This was dangerous, as the Soviet government was desperate for foreign currency and habitually arrested and extorted anyone who had access to money from abroad. In October 1929, the stock market crash shook the nation out of its high spirits and into what would become the longest economic depression in U.S. history. Rand's permanent job was not only a stabilizing force in her marriage, but also a precious commodity at a time when hundreds of thousands of Americans were losing their jobs. "I loathed that job and hated it," she said in 1961, "but it was a godsend." As a new wife, she also tried to keep house, to cook and wash dishes and such, at night, but she soon gave up and let Frank organize the household. He decorated their new apartment, the first sign she had seen of his ability as an artist, she said. She devoted what little spare time she had to writing. "I came to America to write, and I have not forgotten that. That's something I'll never give up," she wrote to her mother's cousin, Sarah Lipton. With worries about her immigration status and money largely behind her, she began to compose another original movie scenario, a theatrical play, and a novel, each of which would help to put her on the map at last.